إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Ramadan is about to start, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring His blessing for all of Muslims throughout the world and to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan for us, bi'idhnillah. Today we'll talk about four ahadith, all four of them from Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These ahadith are popular, many people have heard them before. So we'll talk today about specific aspects of these hadith and ahadith. Hadith is a singular, ahadith is in the plural. Before that, we say this is one of the reasons, of the many reasons why Muslims love Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu dedicated his time to learning hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ever since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invoked Allah for Abu Hurairah to give him the ability to memorize, his memory was phenomenal compared to the other companions. There is a story that Abu Hurairah was in the marketplace when two people had a dispute, and they were shouting at each other, talking to each other, you know, arguing with each other in Persian. He didn't speak that language. He only spoke Arabic. So they went to the judge and told him, come to, you know, testify. So he went, and the judge asked both, you know, people, okay, what's the dispute about? Then it came to Abu Hurairah to testify. And Abu Hurairah was asked, what did they say to each other? He said, I have no idea, but I can tell you what they said in their language. Subhanallah, if you think about it, it's incredible. So they were arguing in a language he could not understand. Yet when the judge asked him, okay, what did they say to each other? I don't know, but I'll repeat what they said. And he did. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was especially dedicated to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first hadith, Bukhari and Muslim reported from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The second hadith from Bukhari and Muslim too, from Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه. And by the way, Muslims love Abu Hurairah, the Shia hate him. I wanted to mention this. So Abu Hurairah said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The third hadith, Abu Hurairah reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also found in Bukhari and Muslim. من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. These are very important ahadith about Ramadan. The aspects we'll talk about today from these three ahadith, all of them Bukhari and Muslim, from Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, is the aspect of Iman and Ihtisab. So fasting, we know fasting, Qiyam, which people call Taraweeh, it's not the word from the Sunnah, it's the word that people recognize this kind of Salah with by using the word Taraweeh, it's Qiyamul Layl. And also Qiyam Laylat al-Qadr, those who do the entire Ramadan Qiyam, they will not miss Laylat al-Qadr. They don't have to miss going to the masjid the entire month and then crowd the masajid during the night of the 27th, meaning 26th the day, 27th the night comes before the day. So they crowd the masajid thinking that they're going to get the... But if you make Qiyam al-Layl throughout Ramadan, you will not miss Qiyam al-Layl during Laylat al-Qadr. So do Qiyam the whole month and you will not miss it. In fact, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, if you make Qiyam the entire year, starting with one rak'ah and until 11, every night of the year, you will not miss Laylat al-Qadr. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, this is a very wise advice from one of the most knowledgeable companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied, connected Siyam of Ramadan, Qiyam of Ramadan, and Qiyam of Laylatul Qadr to two words. These are the words of Iman and Ihtisab. Iman means to believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required us to fast Ramadan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, O you who believe, listen, that's what the meaning here. O you who believe, meaning what? Listen. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. Siyam has been written on you, required from you, as it was required from those before you, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may earn taqwa. Taqwa is fear and obedience. Fear from Allah and obedience to Allah. It has to do a lot with the hadith. Iman, here, one of the two words, Iman, is connected to taqwa. Because with Iman, you earn taqwa. And you can only earn taqwa with Iman. So you can't go gain Iman without taqwa, and taqwa leads to Iman. They're connected together, and the ayah is connected to the hadith. So Iman, and you believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written fasting on the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was also required from the umam, the nations that came before our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the prophets before our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam required their nations to fast. However, this is the first and only ummah of any prophet where the entire month is required. And as such, it's one out of 12 months, alhamdulillah. If Allah required the entire year, as one of the Bedouins once said, we would have fasted the whole year. But Allah just required one out of 12 months and added these benefits that are incredible. Because this entire month is just blessings by day and by night. Those who are ill can't fast. They can't miss the Qiyam. And those who make the Qiyam every night, they can't miss Laylatul Qadr. So it's just incredible, incredible month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. And connecting fasting and Qiyam to Iman is very important. Because we do it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required us to do it. And because our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to do Ramadan and all the rulings that come with fasting, there are so many of them. But today, before the coming of the Ramadan, I remind you with these ahadith that establish the requirement to fast in Ramadan. Very important that we know it has to be done out of faith. We believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required us to fast. And Allah also subhanahu wa ta'ala through his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred for us to do Qiyam. So it's a requirement to fast. It's not a requirement, it's a sunnah from the sunnah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do the Qiyam. However, who would like to miss a Qiyam? Not, you know, even one rak'ah is a Qiyam al-Layl, just one rak'ah. Just like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Huraira once, أَوْتِرْ وَلَوْ بِرَكْعَةٍ. Do witr even if it was one rak'ah. So Qiyam, who misses it? You know, you can't go to the masjid because of the virus, because of whatever other reason that is, you know, pray at home with your family. So it's very important that we do it out of Iman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required the Siyam. And the Sunnah teaches us about the benefits of Qiyam. And these two ahadith that they say exactly that. من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Ihtisab means to await the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This is not something you show off to other people. Also, you can't really show off perfectly because they don't know if you're fasting or you're not fasting. They have no idea. You're just telling them that. And people who show off and break the fast in secret, you know, other people wouldn't know. Allah knows that. So ihtisaban, you go through the hardship of fasting and being more, you know, what should I say, stern and really tough with yourself with regards to all kinds of sins. Throughout the year, you don't want to do any sin, but in Ramadan specific, you do even an extra kind of work on yourself to stay away from all kinds of sins. So ihtisab, you're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the benefits of Siyam, inshallah, we'll talk about that later. Benefits of Siyam are incredible. All three ahadith, now Iman, you believe Allah required it. Ihtisab, you do it for the sake of Allah. All three ahadith bring the same benefit. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Their previous sins will be forgiven for them. So مَنْ صَامَ مَنْ قَامَ من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. All three ahadith meaning what? Allah will forgive them their previous sins. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وبعد. So صيام Qiyam, Ramadan, Qiyam, Laylatul Qadr, Iman, and Ihtisab. Now the second part of the ahadith, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Here comes the fourth hadith, collected by Imam Muslim from Abu Huraira, رضي الله عنه. Because people ask, again, forgiveness for everything. There is a restriction here, because the ahadith, they explain themselves. The Qur'an explains itself. Qur'an and Sunnah explain each other. So here is the explanation for their previous sins will be forgiven for them. What's the hadith? Also from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, collected by Imam Muslim. As-salawatu al-khamsu, the five salawat. Wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ati, and jumu'ah to the next jumu'ah. Wa-ramadanu ila ramadana, and from one Ramadan to the next Ramadan. Mukaffiratun, they erase ما بينهن, what happens between them. مجتنبة الكبائر. So الحديث goes here like this in عربي. الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات لما بينهن مجتنبة الكبائر. Now the five salawat from one Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah, from one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, if you do all these in Iman and Ihtisab, don't forget. مُكَفِّرَاتٌ مَا بَيْنَهُنَّ, they erase the sins that happen between them. What's the condition here? As long as the big sins are avoided. The kabair, the big sins. So the hadith here talks about what? The small sins. They will be forgiven. Because once one avoids, stays away, abandons, shuns all kinds of major sins, then he's in good shape. And the khams salawat, the jum'ah from jum'ah, Ramadan to Ramadan, opportunities one has on a daily basis, weekly basis, and throughout the year, of course, the salawat and jum'ah happens throughout the year, and in the opportunity that comes once every year for a whole month, which is Ramadan. So one stays away from the kaba'ir, then they get the benefit of the hadith. And the benefit of the hadith that their previous sins will be forgiven. And these are the minor sins. So look at the opportunities from one salah to the next salah, Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah, Ramadan to Ramadan. One should do them in iman and ihtisab, stay away from the major sins. If they do that, they are in good shape, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them these opportunities precisely so He can forgive them. So He can forgive them their sins, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who have knowledge in the Quran and Sunnah, and who benefit from the advice and the recommendations that are found in the Quran and Sunnah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Ramadan the best for the Ummah, bi-idhnillah, and to lessen the hardships that Muslims are suffering and facing throughout the world. Wa aqim as-salah.